Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Apostle Peter tells us that it was actually Jesus, by the Spirit, who preached all those years through Noah, pleading with the people to turn away from sin to safety. And today, when we preach the gospel, the same thing is happening. Paul wrote, quote, "We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5:20. People who reject the gospel are not rejecting the preacher. It's the Lord they're rejecting. Well, the day came when God instructed Noah, along with samples of all the animals, not necessarily the largest ones, to enter the ark with his family. The ark had just one door, and God shut it once they were inside. This is so similar to the warning of the Lord Jesus when someone asked in Luke 13, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter in through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you, where you're from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.'" What a shock! They had a religious vocabulary, a religious education, and experiences, actually taking communion. But they were outside forever. Why? Because they trusted what they had done instead of trusting him. Please do not make the same mistake. It's not coming to church that saves you, but coming to Christ. He said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.